Hey, you just tuned in to The Good Stuff, and are we ever happy you're here, because we have some good stuff that we wanted to share with you specifically right now. And along with that good stuff, let's talk a little bit about the R word. That's right, ranching. That's Tri-State Livestock News for real ranching insight. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It is what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Hey, there's time running out here on the Black Hills Stock Show and rodeo activities. They have the special musical events like Warren Zeters on February 1st and Chancey Williams with Tyler Halverson on February 2nd. Just a lot of things going on. Don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival on February 3rd and the trade show still going on. That's in Rapid City, South Dakota, of course, and check it out online at blackhillsstockshow.com.
And cattlemen and cattlewomen, mark the day, Monday, February 12th, for the Slotin Angus 36th Annual Bull and Female Sale. It's at Faith Livestock Auction in Faith, South Dakota, selling 115 bulls and 30 heifers, bred for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring the bull Man in Black. That's noon Mountain Time, February 12th, Faith Livestock Auction, SlotinAngus.com.
This is a story about snow. So if you don't like snow, then you probably don't want to tune into this one.
But yeah, it also says White Christmas.
It's a diary.
Okay.
December 8th, it started to snow. The first snow of the season, and the wife and I took our cocktails and sat for hours by the window watching the huge snowflakes drift down from heaven. It looked like a Grandma Moses print. So romantic, we felt like newlyweds again. I love snow. December 9th, we woke up to a beautiful blanket of crystal white snow covering every inch of the landscape. What a fantastic sight! Can there be a more lovely place in the whole world? Moving here was the best idea I've ever had. Shoveled for the first time in years and felt like a boy again. I did both our driveway and the sidewalks. This afternoon, the snowplow came along and covered up the sidewalks and closed the driveway. So, I got to shovel again. What a perfect life! December 12th. The sun has melted all our lovely snow. Such a disappointment. My neighbor tells me, not to worry, we'll definitely have a white Christmas. No snow on Christmas would be awful. Bob says, we'll have so much snow by the end of winter that I'll never want to see snow again. I don't think that's possible. Bob is such a nice man. I'm glad he's our neighbor. December 14th. Snow, lovely snow, 8 inches last night. The temperature dropped to 20 below. The cold makes everything sparkle so. The wind took my breath away, but I warmed up by shoveling the driveway and sidewalks. This is the life. The snowplow came back this afternoon and buried everything again. I didn't realize I would have to do quite this much shoveling, but I'll certainly get back in shape this way. I wish I wouldn't huff and puff so. December 15th. 20 inches forecast. Sold my van and bought a 4x4. Bought snow tires for the wife's car and two extra shovels. Stocked the freezer. The wife wants a wood stove in case the electricity goes out. I think that's silly. We aren't in Alaska after all. December 16th. Ice storm this morning. Fell on the ice in the driveway, putting down salt. The wife laughed for an hour, which I think was kind of cruel. December 17th, still way below freezing. Roads are too icy to go anywhere. Electricity was off for 5 hours. I had to pile the blankets on to stay warm. Guess I should have bought that wood stove, but won't admit that to her. I hate it when she's right. I can't believe I'm freezing to death in my own living room. December 20th, electricity back on, but I had another 14 inches of the white stuff last night. More shoveling, took all day. The darn snowplow came by twice. Tried to find a neighbor kid to shovel, but they said they're too busy playing hockey. December 22nd, Bob was right about a white Christmas because 13 more inches of the white stuff fell today, and it's so cold it probably won't melt till August. Tried to hire Bob, who has a snowplow on his truck for the rest of the winter, but he said he's too busy. I think he's lying. Only 2 inches of snow on December 23rd, and it warmed up to zero. The wife wanted me to decorate the front of the house this morning. What is she, nuts? Why didn't she tell me to do that a month ago? She said she did, but I think she's lying. Merry ho, ho, ho Christmas, December 25th. 20 more inches of slop tonight. Snowed in. The idea of shoveling makes my blood boil. On the 26th, still snowed in. Why the heck did I ever move here? It was all her idea. She really is getting on my nerves. December 29th, 10 more inches. Bob says I have to shovel the roof or it could fall in. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. December 30th, roof caved in. December 31st, I set fire to what's left of the house. No more shoveling. January 8th, I feel so good, moving to Florida. And that's the good stuff.